Now turn to part three. You will hear a program in which Rachel and Ian White talk about their office supplies company. For questions 16 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at part three.
Rachel and Ian White started up an office supplies company 8 years ago. It was hard work, but the company's now going from strength to strength. So, Rachel and Ian, what advice would you give to other people thinking of setting up their own business?
Well, one thing that was a bonus for us at first was being able to join the Brisbane Business Network. You know, it's very easy when you're running your own business to get very isolated. And so it was great being able to be around those other business people, and some of them were just fantastic. The way they helped us to be more resourceful in what we were doing.
Like when you're starting a business, I think especially in our situation, we didn't want to think too big too fast or spend too much money. We didn't really know what was feasible.
No. So just meeting the people and networking with them, we saw, hey, these people started out just like us, and look, now they've got their own van or they employ 4 people.
Just being able to talk to them and get tips about the things that they might have stumbled on their way to growth, you know, it's helped us so much and helped us dodge a lot of things that could have gotten in our way.
One thing we learned is it's really important to get your website right and it needs to be professional. So it's worth getting someone who knows about it to design it for you. There are lots of website design companies out there.
But they won't do all the thinking for you. You need to know what you want. We looked at the websites of some of our competitors to see how they did it. And make sure you get one that has a customer support backup. It's really important that if you have any questions, you can get hold of them.
Oh, that's crucial. And it's a good idea to include information about you and who you are as a company. People have more familiarity if they actually understand a little bit more about your business. That you've won some business awards and things like that. So all that stuff needs to be designed in.
Then there's marketing, building up the client base and really understanding what it is that people are looking for in your product or service. What's going to pull them in?
We mostly use email marketing. Now we have a database established from people we've met through our client base and networking. We can send out email campaigns quite efficiently without having to sit all day in the office making phone calls and things like that.
We can just blast out messages from wherever we are. New product offers, updates, and so on. In general, I think fear is a thing that holds a lot of people back, though, and it takes a lot of courage to say, hey, I don't know this, and ask for help.
Like with the sales budget.
Yeah.
We were worried about our budget, so we asked the small businesses company, and they sent someone along, and we had half a day looking at it. And she suggested that we should implement a budget based on our last year's figures and monitor that. And we did. And actually, sales were up, and that in itself was enough to give us the power to say, hey, we're not doing too badly when you see that, regardless of whether you relate it to any other business or not.
We hadn't really had a precise idea of the figures before, and that gave us a tremendous amount of satisfaction.
Yeah, that was quite a good building block for us to establish that.
So, now your company employs 8 people, and I believe you now present courses on business planning.
Yes, we do. And what it did for me and for Ian was, by going back through those processes again, it was very enlightening for us because there were things that we hadn't actually looked at, specific aspects of the business. And we're finding that they're very valuable to pass on to those students in terms of how you set up a business plan. So If anything, we found if you were setting up as a new business, yes, business plans were extraordinarily valuable. But as an ongoing business, they're also really good to go back to.
Thank you very much. And if you want to find out more about business planning...
Now you will hear part three again.
Rachel and Ian White started up an office supplies company 8 years ago. It was hard work, but the company's now going from strength to strength. So, Rachel and Ian, what advice would you give to other people thinking of setting up their own business?
Well, one thing that was a bonus for us at first was being able to join the Brisbane Business Network. You know, it's very easy when you're running your own business to get very isolated. And so it was great being able to be around those other business people, and some of them were just fantastic. The way they helped us to be more resourceful in what we were doing.
Like when you're starting a business, I think especially in our situation, we didn't want to think too big too fast or spend too much money. We didn't really know what was feasible.
No. So just meeting the people and networking with them, we saw, hey, these people started out just like us, and look, now they've got their own van or they employ 4 people.
Just being able to talk to them and get tips about the things that they might have stumbled on their way to growth, you know, it's helped us so much and helped us dodge a lot of things that could have gotten in our way.
One thing we learned is it's really important to get your website right and it needs to be professional. So it's worth getting someone who knows about it to design it for you. There are lots of website design companies out there.
But they won't do all the thinking for you. You need to know what you want. We looked at the websites of some of our competitors to see how they did it. And make sure you get one that has a customer support backup. It's really important that if you have any questions, you can get hold of them.
Oh, that's crucial. And it's a good idea to include information about you and who you are as a company. People have more familiarity if they actually understand a little bit more about your business. That you've won some business awards and things like that. So all that stuff needs to be designed in.
Then there's marketing, building up the client base and really understanding what it is that people are looking for in your product or service. What's going to pull them in?
We mostly use email marketing. Now we have a database established from people we've met through our client base and networking. We can send out email campaigns quite efficiently without having to sit all day in the office making phone calls and things like that.
We can just blast out messages from wherever we are, new product offers, updates, and so on. In general, I think fear is a thing that holds a lot of people back, though, and it takes a lot of courage to say, hey, I don't know this, and ask for help.
Like with the sales budget.
Yeah.
We were worried about our budget, so we asked the small businesses company, and they sent someone along, and we had half a day looking at it. And she suggested that we should implement a budget based on our last year's figures and monitor that. And we did. And actually, sales were up, and that in itself was enough to give us the power to say, hey, we're not doing too badly when you see that, regardless of whether you relate it to any other business or not.
We hadn't really had a precise idea of the figures before, and that gave us a tremendous amount of satisfaction.
Yeah, that was quite a good building block for us to establish that.
So, now your company employs 8 people, and I believe you now present courses on business planning.
Yes, we do. And what it did for me and for Ian was, by going back through those processes again, it was very enlightening for us because there were things that we hadn't actually looked at, specific aspects of the business. And we're finding that they're very valuable to pass on to those students in terms of how you set up a business plan. So, if anything, we found if you were setting up as a new business, yes, business plans were extraordinarily valuable. But as an ongoing business, they're also really good to go back to.
Thank you very much. And if you want to find out more about business planning...
That is the end of part 3.